It's Saturday Fresh with Carly Flynn.
We've been talking about depression on this show a little bit today. It's a huge topic and one we take really seriously and don't want to give a once-over lightly thought to. It affects, I think it's one in three of us these days. I've had a touch of it, I'll be honest, and put my hand up to that, and it's not pleasant. And there are certainly different ways and means of getting into it and getting out of it. Someone that deals a lot with patients and clients that need a bit of extra help is our resident doctor, Kathleen, who joins us on the phone today. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good afternoon, Carly. I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I am very good. Thank you. There is sunshine out there that I'm looking forward to getting out and amongst after 2 o'clock today.
I was just out walking my dogs on the beach, and it's absolutely fantastic out there at the moment.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that you're walking, because the regular listeners to this show will know that the last time we spoke to Kathleen, you had a broken ankle.
Yes, that's right.
That's a quick recovery. Fast. Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful to be having a normal foot again.
Yeah. That was only a couple of weeks ago though, wasn't it? You're walking the walk, so to speak, with your good medical advice.
But thanks to the healing powers of turmeric and white willow bark and vitamin C, I'm really doing quite well. So
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. Yeah. I'm really pleased to hear that. We're talking about depression. If you've got a question or indeed a call for Kathleen, you can text us, keyword live, and then your message to 3920. I know it's a sensitive topic and you may want to just text rather than give me a call, but also feel free to give Kathleen a call, 0800 844 747 or 0800 This Is Live, if you or someone you know would like some integrative medical help, because that's what you do, Kathleen. You look at the big picture, yeah, when
that's
it comes to depression.
So we like to look at, as often as we can, looking at evidence-based natural and nutritional therapies, and not necessarily against pharmaceuticals, but we can work alongside them, things that complement them, or some people are looking for alternatives that actually work. So, yeah, we look at that whole picture and diet, lifestyle, that all is a part of how we feel.
Because I guess that's the thing, isn't it? When finally you get that diagnosis of something like depression or anxiety or something, and you head along to your GP and the answer is, in your own head, you're hoping that that little white pill or whatever is going to help. Sometimes it's bigger than that, isn't it? You, like Dr. Hisham was just talking about, there are bigger changes that need to be made.
Yes, exactly. So it could be, you know, psychological. It can also be, there can be multiple factors, but especially nutritional factors and gut health. So
right.
I believe the secret to improving your mental health really is in your gut, because that unhealthy gut flora can have a real detrimental impact on your brain health. So did you know, Carly, that up to 90% of your happy chemical messenger serotonin, which is what pharmaceutical drugs try to hold on to for as long as possible in the signaling pathways, that's actually produced in your intestines. So it's in your gut.
Right.
So if we're taking prescription medicines that are activating messengers in the brain, that might work for some people, but for others, it actually doesn't work, or the effects of the medicines wear off after a short time, because what you really need to address sometimes is the gut function.
That's really interesting. So 90% of what is in our gut relating to
serotonin,
our head?
So neurotransmitters.
Right.
So neuro just meaning, you know, biochemical messengers. So these messengers are actually located in our gut. So serotonin is manufactured in our guts more so than in our brains.
So nutrition and diet plays a huge part in depression.
It is massive. I mean, what they found that even in really good scientific studies, one coming out of UCLA very recently, was that these women were put through these trials of just probiotic yogurt versus those that had a placebo non-probiotic sort of yogurt. And what they found is it actually dramatically altered their brain function, reducing their anxiety and depression only after about 6 weeks. So, I mean, this is just yogurt, for goodness sake.
Right, just from taking some probiotics, just from getting your gut right. Yeah,
yes.
Interesting.
Yes, but there are so many also some evidence-based natural medicine and nutritional supplements that can help boost your moods. Would you be interested in learning more about that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, let's talk about some of these natural supplements. Absolutely.
Okay, great. Primarily, you want to look at your B vitamins, because B vitamins are the building blocks of our neurotransmitters. So the little chemical messengers feed on vitamins. So vitamin B12, vitamin B6 are both important building blocks for these chemical messengers. Vitamin C is important, as well as zinc, and vitamin D. Now, as we move into the more wintry months, we get more gloomy days in New Zealand. As much as we love New Zealand, we still get these gloomy moments, and that can decrease our body's absorption of vitamin D directly from the natural sunlight. So what we really want to aim to do is boost our vitamin D as much as we can. We can't get very much of it in our foods. So if we take a liquid vitamin D supplement, that would be amazing, even 5,000 IUs daily. And daily doses of vitamin D have been shown to be more effective than big, gigantic doses of vitamin D once a month. So just keeping that in mind. And that
Wow.
was alongside fish oil. Fish oil helps the absorption of vitamin D. So, or you can have fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, tuna, three times weekly if you're a real fish advocate.
Yeah.
Or you can just do two generic capsules of EPA, DHA, fish oil alongside your vitamin D. So that can have a dramatic impact on your moods. But if you're looking beyond real basic nutrients, there's some really good nutritional supplements that work to help as well, such as, 5-HTP?
So oh, 5-HTP, yeah, I've heard of that one.
Yeah. So 5-HTP actually comes out of Africa. And it's available as an extract from seeds. It's called the African shrub Griffonia.
So it's natural. See, I see 5-HTP and I think, oh, that's a whole lot of chemicals.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
So, exactly. So it helps with relaxation, it elevates your mood, and it promotes sleep. So a lot of people enjoy taking 5-HTP right before bedtime.
At nighttime.
Yes. And then you just take very tiny little amounts throughout the day, a couple of times throughout the day, like 50 milligrams in the morning, 50 milligrams in the afternoon. And that really helps to boost serotonin, again, in the brain and in the stomach as well. And also, there's this beautiful little thing called SAMe. I think I'm always raving about SAMe.
Yeah,
you know.
And look, I'll put myself out there. I have taken this, and it does the business. It's a good little supplement of yours.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So SAMe is. I mean, it's actually S-adenosylmethionine, but it's pronounced SAMe. And what they've found in clinical trials, these are proper trials, placebo-controlled double-blind studies, they show that it's equal or superior to antidepressants, may work faster and most often within a few days, whereas some pharmaceutical antidepressants may take 3 to 6 weeks to take effect and with no significant side effects. So even for people that aren't feeling depressed, if you want a little bit of a mood, just a little pep, a little, you know, a little bit of energy burst in your step, I would say the general population would benefit from taking SAMe. Also, the amazing thing about SAMe, it's actually produced by our own livers, so our body recognizes it as if it is its own substance, and it helps to detoxify the liver naturally, SAMe does, and it reduces our risk of acquiring degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, dementia, and osteoarthritis. So they found all these study participants in Australia who were being trialed for SAMe for depression, the ones that had arthritis were actually having a reduction in their joint aches and pains as well within 6 weeks.
Wow.
So it's just a really amazing thing you can do.
So this is called SAMe. I'm just going to interrupt you there, Kathleen, because we need to. I really want to take some calls for anybody that would like to call in. 0800 844 747 or 0800 This Is Live. If you've got a question for Kathleen around depression, anxiety, diet, that kind of thing, call us now. We'll take a break. We'll be back with your calls after this.
Lifestyle. Recipes. Tips and time savers. It's Saturday Fresh with Carly Flynn.
It is indeed. Welcome back to Saturday Fresh, in our final moments before the top of the hour, and we're going to take some quick fire calls. We've been talking depression with Kathleen, and you've lit up the board, Kathleen Wills. Liz, you've got a question for Dr. Kathleen.
Oh, hi, Kathleen. I'm just wondering, you were talking about Sammy. I'm just wondering, where do you get that from?
So Sammy, it's actually a little bit hard to acquire in New Zealand.
Yes.
So what I suggest is that you actually contact my office, and
yes,
we can help you with that. So just go to my website. It's www.drkathleen.co.nz.
Lovely. I'll do that. And how do you spell it?
Sam-E.
Lovely. Okay, that's lovely.
Just a word on this too. If you are bipolar or if you are taking pharmaceutical medications for depression, it'd be really wise to speak with a healthcare professional before making the switch over, okay?
Excellent. No, I'm not taking anything, but that sounds very good.
Yeah,
thank
good
you.
On you, Liz.
Lovely, thank you.
Pleasure. Donald, hello. How can we help? Hello, Donald. Hi.
Hi. Kathleen, are you aware what's going on with the natural products bill before Parliament?
I am indeed, yes.
And in particular, I use lipospheric vitamin C.
Yes.
And they are banning the use of it in a very roundabout way. Because, you know, the nanoparticles material, the lipophosphate,
mm-hmm,
they're saying that in the third column, they say, you can have it, yes, but it can only be applied tactically, which is the equivalent of saying you can't have lipospheric vitamin C, which, as you will be aware, many patients are suffering from cancer are having IV vitamin C and lipospheric vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. And it's also very important for depression as well, this vitamin C. Well, rest assured, Donald, this is not the end of the discussions on the bill, and I have been involved also in those discussions. Now, there is a positive out of this, although I know it's very unpleasant in general, but a lot of these substances will still be available through qualified health practitioners.
Like yourself, and, Kathleen.
Yes,
yeah.
After the bill is set forth.
Oh, so, that's good to know. That's great.
Yes,
no.
Yes.
Yeah.
So please have some hope there that, you know,
yeah,
you will have access to some of these things, but it may just not be over the counter through the pharmacy, et cetera. Okay, Donald?
Kathleen, I'm going to move to our next caller, Dave. Hi, have you got a quick question for Kathleen?
Good afternoon. Yes, I am being medicated for bipolar with olanzapine and lithium.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering about Sam-E because I was reading Dan Carter's book about, and it said mentioned the World Cup in 2011, and I thought this should have been won last year.
And
I actually remembered buying a TV to watch it, but I don't remember watching it.
Okay. So, Dave, actually, Sammy is not recommended for cases of bipolar. But may I encourage you, Dave, to get further testing to actually see if, indeed, bipolar is the correct diagnosis? Because what I've found in my practice is that many people that are diagnosed with bipolar actually have a rare blood condition called cryptopyroluria, or pyroluria, P-Y-R-O-L-L-U-R-I-A, pyroluria. So what this means is that your blood has difficulty absorbing and processing vitamin, it's B6 and zinc. So if you have that condition, it can manifest as symptoms like bipolar, anxiety, depression. So, and this test is only available through a natural health or integrative health practitioner in New Zealand.
Kathleen, I have to interrupt you there because
yes,
we're just a minute away from the news. But Dave, if you'd like further information, what's your website, Kathleen?
It's www.drkathleen.co.nz.
I think when we get you back in here on 2 weeks' time, we'll have a little bit more time, hey?
Yeah,
always, you're always full of great advice. Thanks very much for your time today. Enjoy the rest of the sunshine. That's Dr. Kathleen. Deb, I love your text. This has been a revelation that serotonin is mainly in the gut is a revelation to me. I've had chronic depression for 30 years, endometriosis, etc., etc. I will definitely contact Dr. Kathleen. All the best with that, Deb. I can tell you she is a star and she gets you feeling well again. It is a minute away from the end of the program. A winner to announce, Helen Casper. You've won our double pass to the 25th of April. That's the movie that comes out this Thursday. Delighted to give that to you, Helen. Thanks, as always, to all of our beautiful guests that we've had in studio here on Saturday Fresh today.